No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
What? That's right. Total Sportle. Spence was guaranteed to make about $1.5 million. And 50% of the pay-per-view buys, Ugas will earn $1 million. Plus 50% of the pay-per-view buy. The pay-per-view was $74.99. I don't know if they've got it, but they basically said that it would push Spence's purse up to about $5 million. I'm trying to find it. Who's to say that those people who have the fire sticks, that's jailbroken, that can get all of the fights?
Oh, illegally streaming it?
Yeah, however you cut the cheese. I'm saying,
well,
are we taking into consideration those people that stealing the fight for free? I'm just saying, are we taking that into consideration? Because if we're taking that into consideration, then something's wrong with that picture, Nick. Right? Some people do. Yeah. Some people listen. Don't act like you don't know nobody with a burnt out. What do you call them things?
Well, it's more of go on to Twitch and just search up UFC, and it shows the picture of a video game. But then you click on it, and it's the real fight.
Oh, is that how that works?
I think so.
Twitch is the king of that.
Twitch is, or you can risk viruses on your laptops.
Yeah, because if you open the wrong thing, it's over with, right?
Yeah.
I'm not condoning doing that foolishness. No. I'm just simply saying, if we're talking pay-per-view buys, what about the people?
Pay-per-view is ridiculous. Can we talk about that?
What?
Pay-per-view is stupid.
What, having to pay $74.99
yes.
to watch?
Yes.
To watch
because
Spence and
Ugas? There were some of us that bought the McGregor fight, and then it was over within like the minute and a half because he broke his leg or he got his leg kicked out or whatever, and it was just $75 down the drain.
Gandhi.
Just like that.
Gandhi.
You know?
That's how it works.
You buy the $5 ESPN Plus subscription. I can handle that. And you get the prelims. You get the prelims.
But you don't get the
fight. You don't get the main card.
So what you do is you watch the prelims, then you run down to your local bar and watch the fight.
Upside Bar and Lounge, the UFC bar here in Lincoln. No cover charge for their pay-per-view fights. Upside Bar and Lounge, 27th and Pine Lake.
Guaranteed $1.5 million. I'm just looking at this. So how... What do we think the purse will be? First of all, how much would it cost to get into Memorial Stadium for a fight?
Let's say we're having a Crawford fight. Magnitude.
Let's say, what would you think the average? Couple hundred bucks?
If for a good seat, yeah.
What's a good seat? Is that ringside?
100 level.
Probably 1,000 is ringside, huh?
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking for up at the, 600 levels or whatever, way up there on the new edition.
Nosebleeds?
Yeah, maybe $74.99.
Perfect. So we're 75 all the way up
the
to
the price of pay-per-view?
Couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. The price of pay-per-view.
Let's say we average in 100 bucks. That ain't a bad payday at 90,000 people.
No. It's not.
That's some money.
Have we settled that he is going to get 90K?
No.
Okay.
We're saying in a perfect world, if he got 90K. Listen, didn't Garth Brooks sell out?
Oh, I believe so. I was there.
Can we get 70K?
It was full.
I'm up to 70K now. I think he could pull 70K into that stadium.
I would agree.
Pretty doggone easy. Hit us up. Saturday Hammond text line is open. It's going to be open for the rest of the show because Damon Buster Benny pulled a Buster move on me and didn't show up and didn't call me, and he pulled a no call, no show. I'm mad at you, Damon.
It's probably because you put him on the spot on Friday.
No, but he just told me he was coming this morning. I just talked to him. We just texted each other.
You put him on the spot on Friday.
Somebody said it was 64 a good tickle at Pinnacle Bank for the Bud title fight. $60. $20 for upper level Memorial Stadium seat. I don't know with this level of boxing going on, I don't know if that'll work. Not when if you play Ohio State, how much are we paying for tickets? $120?
Too much.
Right? I went to all the games last year, and when we got to the Ohio State game, I'm thinking, okay, because I pay face value for a couple extra tickets. And I'm thinking, surely. Ohio State's going to cost you $120, sir.
Yeah.
It's a bigger game.
Are you paying for that? Are you paying more to watch Ohio State, or are you paying more to watch Nebraska? In a season that was last year.
I would hope. We
would hope Nebraska.
We would hope that the seats would be all the same.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing to think about. Like in 2019, with that Ohio State team that came in and obliterated Nebraska on College Game Day, I know some people that came to watch Justin Fields and came to watch Chris Olave and Chase Young.
I'd agree with that.
And Jeff Okuda in the secondary. There were people, like Nebraska fans, that were like, you know what? I don't think Nebraska's going to keep it close, but I'm coming because I want to watch Ohio State.
Right. I agree with that. My uncle called me.
Yeah.
And he had a friend that was a mom or aunt to the Okuda guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a receiver.
He's a defensive back.
Who's the receiver?
There's Olave, there's Garrett Wilson. Olave. I don't know if Garrett Wilson was there in 19, though.
Yeah, well, they were kidding Olave, and they were looking for tickets.
Yeah.
Because the tickets, of course, were going outrageous, so I guess they thought they could talk to VJ, and maybe VJ could pull a string or two.
He could back in 2019, but now he's media here in 2022.
Oh, my God, this guy right here, he wants me to be so much like him. It's pathetic. Nick, just say you want to be my daddy.
I do not.
Just say you want to be my daddy.
I do not.
Because you keep throwing me under this media banner.
Because all I'm saying, VJ, is when I go pick up the media passes, I go through them. Nick Sainert, Derek Pearson, Jake Sorensen, Jake Bakoven.
It's only if
Vershawn Jackson.
You know why it's there? It's not for football.
I was like, it's
for all of the sports except for football.
I see.
So then I can go to basketball.
What's the one media pass that you've gotten?
What do you mean?
What, you've gotten one media pass.
And I've gotten a player's pass.
Yes, but what media pass did you get?
What do you mean?
It was for the spring game.
Was that what that's for?
It was.
I didn't use it.
Oh, sorry.
I guess I could have, but I didn't. I use my Husker tickets like everybody else.
There you go.
I'm not media yet. Listen, after week 5, I'll let you know if I'm media or not.
Week 6, that's when the buyout happens.
Well, because you got week five.
Yeah.
You got what? Who do we got?
Well, it's so Northwestern.
Okay.
North Dakota.
Yep.
Georgia Southern.
Yep.
Oklahoma.
Yep. Rutgers.
I don't know what the first Big Ten game is. Purdue, maybe.
I'm just saying.
So what's going to change that day? What's going to be changing?
Well.
Come on.
Well, the reason
don't be holding back, VJ.
Listen, the reason why I'm saying week 5, you'll know more week 6. Is because depending on how we play, depending on what our record is going into week 6, mm-hmm. it's going to be a lot of how
Indiana.
What happens. Yeah, we should be We should be either undefeated or only losing one.
Nebraska should be. Oh, I almost. Oh, VJ, that was dangerous right there.
What?
Because I'm looking at the schedule. Going, Nebraska should be 8-0.
Okay, well, who's it? Who you? Why'd you stop? Why'd you pull
because,
up lane?
Because it's Nebraska,
and
they haven't been able to beat themselves the last 5 years.
Yeah, but this is the year, right?
Oh, is it?
It's pressure.
What happened to everything we got? What happened to everything we saw or didn't see in spring game?
People in the building. Yeah, I know, right? We didn't see a spring game. That was nerve wracking to me, especially when you're moving into a different era and you're trying to say you're doing things differently, and you didn't have a spring game.
And here's the thing: so we know what Casey Thompson looked like at Texas. What's so interesting? We have no clue what he's going to look like at Nebraska. We have no clue what this staff is going to ask him to do here at Nebraska. And there's a part of me, VJ, that sits here and goes, man, I know what the head coach Scott Frost did with Adrian Martinez, and it was a whole lot of nothing. Just saying.
What? Scott,
but
Frost,
hey,
listen.
8-4,
let me
8-4.
Just say this about.
8-4.
Let me say this about.
I'm saying 8-4.
Let me say this about Scott Frost and Adrian Martinez's relationship.
Oh,
I think
this isn't that. That's
that
not this
Scott
conversation.
Frost, it is too. It's my show. I think that Scott Frost helped Adrian Martinez be the player that he is. Right, Nick? Come on. Don't you think so? You think that Scott had just as much juice in helping Martinez become who he is?
Oh yeah, but that's
so then
not.
What do you
not,
mean when you say that? Then maybe I misinterpreted.
It was the idea that the staff has not been able to develop guys, and obviously it's a new staff, so that's why I'm holding him out. But we still haven't seen anything.
Have you heard anything out of K-State? I tried to find a spring game.
I did.
Tell me. Give me your update.
I may have watched. So I am not a K-State fan. I'm a Chris Klieman fan.
Okay.
I like their head coach.
Sure.
Hard-nosed, tough guy, came from North Dakota State, had a lot of success in North Dakota State. I wouldn't necessarily want him as the head coach at Nebraska because he's a guy that's not – his ceiling is 7-8 wins. That's his ceiling. But he's going to get that for you every single year, or he's going to be around that mark. So that's why I'm a Chris Klieman guy. Would not want him in Nebraska.
But did you watch?
So there was highlight or there were pieces of his presser, and they were asking about Adrian Martinez, and it was basically that, you know, Adrian is he's running a lot of the running plays for us, and he's doing a lot of the running plays for us at quarterback in practice because he still can't throw. But he's like, then I walk past my office, and at K-State the coach's office has. Windows where you can see the field from Chris Klieman's desk. And he goes, I was sitting at my desk, and he was out there after practice for 3 hours throwing 40 and 50 yard bombs.
I thought you said he couldn't throw.
He can't play like practice. He can't throw, but he can play catch.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard, VJ.
What is wrong with him? What's wrong? What's wrong to the point where you can go play? You can throw balls after practice, but you can't throw balls in the heat of practice.
I honestly don't know. That's a question for medical.
Is he the number one quarterback over there?
Yes, because it'd be the same conversation that we're talking with Nebraska, where you don't bring a guy like that in, who, in Adrian Martinez's case, is a 4-year starter at a Big Ten program, and you don't bring him in to
ride the
to sit. You bring him in to be the starter. So there's that conversation.
So we really
but I suppose you can. You can throw. I think their quarterback's name is Will Howard. I think is a junior.
Okay, so we really haven't seen him in a K-State uniform really throwing balls and being a part of the team.
No, but he's in practice. So the reps that he has taken in practice, Chris Klieman said, is he's running the football.
Perfect.
So I don't know.
Perfect.
Like I said, I didn't spend a whole lot of time on it because. Whatever.
Man, Thomas and Lincoln, go on with that, man. Thomas and Lincoln says if you have a media pass, whether you use it or not, it does mean that you are media.
That's true.
These guys won't stick me in the media. So one thing for sure is I'm going to have some good questions if I am in media.
Drumstick is drinking the Kool-Aid with a Dixie cup.
Last year we were supposed to be the year. That's why I'm drinking my Kool-Aid with a Dixie cup this summer. You with him on that, Nick?
Yeah. There's a lot of questions.
Itty bitty Dixie cups?
Yeah, if that.
shot cups.
Which I will say, time out. So I don't know if you heard the pregame show before the spring game, VJ, but me and Nathan got on, and we were like, you know what? Who says we can't make the Orange Bowl? Who says we can't make the Rose Bowl? The road to 12-0 starts that day. That's what I said on air.
Yeah.
And then I saw the spring practice.
And that went out the window.
And I was like, you know what? I say that we can't make the Orange Bowl. I'm kidding. But in reality, there's just a lot of questions. Like, we have no idea what to expect. And in all honesty, that's not our fault that we don't have anything to – as media, it's not our fault that we don't have anything – we have no idea what to expect because we don't get to see anything.
Well, I did.
I'm glad, VJ.
Yeah, and it wasn't because I was media.
Yeah, it's because you're special media.
Because I'm a special player. And let me tell you, I think we
man, I'm surprised your head fits through that door, VJ.
Whatever, dude. I just said a special player because I played for at a special time. It was just a special time. That's all. I'm really humble. I don't try to.
I'm joking.
Toot my own horn, guy. But I do drink the Kool-Aid. I am drinking the Husker Kool-Aid.
I'm glad.
What did I say before? I said 9-3.
You were 9-3, then you were 7-5 after the spring practice.
8-6 then.
Well, that's 14 games. Jump around. That's a little too much.
Okay, well, what is it? What would be 8-5?
It would be 8-4, which is what I was at before spring practice.
No, you're not. What are you at?
7-5.
Hey, Joey Betts. Sweet. Doug is in. We got to call him.
6-6, 7-5.
And that number you gave me for Doug was wrong, too, just by the way.
Oh, somebody's called
somebody
me.
Somebody called you.
Somebody called in and said,
number.
I got the number for Doug.
Yeah, right. They just want me to call that number. I ain't calling it, though. I believe that. I got the right number
for
Drumstick.
This is media member Rashawn Jackson.
From Joey Betts. What?
This is media member Rashawn Jackson. Is this Doug?
Yeah, is this Doug? VJ calling Doug. Drumstick says what?
Have you guys picked a USFL team yet?
We're all with Pittsburgh.
I'm not.
I'm with the
New Jersey Generals. Why? Grandpa Mike.
You mean to tell me that you ain't gonna eat the chicken salad? Nick, you fired. Because you got a problem. Cause I got pizza. You get chicken salad, and no, you can't have none of my pizza. Is that a problem?
Yeah.
You're fired.
That's fine. Here's my opinion. If you're gonna fire me over something stupid like that, then figure out your priorities.
He said, listen, he said.
Also, folks are making fun of your math on the text line.
I don't care. He said.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And I quote, if you're going to be a guy that's going to complain about the things that you're given, you don't need to be here. And get out of here right now. See, he should have just got up.
He wasn't disrespectful. He just said, yeah, it's a problem.
Well, it's a problem.
What's so bad about a dude asking for pizza?
No, that wasn't the fact that he asked about the pizza. It was the fact that when he asked for the pizza, I said no. And then I saw your face get all crunchy, and I said, hey, Nick, you got a problem with me telling you no?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I don't like no. I don't like hearing
if
no.
If I'm paying you $5,000 a week with Nick, do you have a problem with me telling you no? Absolutely not, you don't. If he knew he was going to get fired, I guarantee you he would have been like,
obviously.
Nope.
But here's the thing. He said that thinking, oh, there's no way that they would fire me over saying no about chicken salad. Listen to that. Hey, bud, what'd you get fired for earlier today? Mom, I lost my job. Why? I said no to chicken salad. I said I didn't want to eat chicken salad. I asked for pizza instead of chicken salad.
All right, so listen, Tom.
Does that not sound stupid?
Say that again. Say it again so I can help you.
You get on the phone. Hey, Dad, I lost my job today. Son, why'd you lose your job? I said no to chicken salad.
No, it wasn't
that. I asked for pizza.
It wasn't that you...
And I was respectful while doing it.
I asked for another man's pizza who told me no. And he set me up. Because then he turned right back around and asked me a question that blew my whole... I took the you know those cakes that blew up in your face?
Yeah.
He gave me the cake. And I'm the one who let it blow up in my face. He gave it to me, though. You should just gave it back to him. You know what, sir? Nothing's wrong with you telling me, no, I can't have any of your pizza.
You know, if he cussed him out and was like, why bleeping can't I, like all that, then I understand it. But he just said, yeah, I have a problem with that.
Okay, like I said before, that does not work. Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake. Eat the cake, anime.
Unreal.
Hey, Ray says, Rashawn, it amazes me. I'm this talented and good looking, and I'm still able to remain so humble.
Rashawn Jackson.
That's
media member.
Who said that?
You Nick. Did. That's what they're saying.
Nick said that. Man. Listen, hey, Ray, don't even try it. Don't be. First of all, Ray, you spell my name V E R S H A N, not O N, Ray. Ray, you funny though.
Rico, get on the microphone.
Drumstick.
Get on the mic. Hey,
what happened?
Is Rashawn, how should I say this? Is Rashawn media?
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course your brother-in-law is going to agree with you. That's your co-host.
Here's the thing.
Of course he's going to agree.
Okay, follow-up question. If you get a media pass but don't use it, are you considered a media member?
Yes.
Thank you. Case closed.
No, hey, Ray.
Your
Ray,
Honor, I rest my case.
Ray, I know it ain't no below, Ray. I'm with you too, brother.
You can't get a media pass unless you are a member of the
That
media.
Is true.
These dudes in here got me kind of hot
because
behind
you
the
have
car,
to. You have to you put your
they
name.
They want me to be media
oh,
so
no.
bad.
I was telling him.
You put the what is it, the media yep. outlet that you are
yep.
with.
Yep.
Most media guys don't play sports.
I feel like there's a lot that did play sports.
Yeah, it did. Past tense.
I just thought I'd take a shot.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's what I said, Rico.
Don't
and I told
you
the
play,
listeners.
You played track.
Don't do that. I didn't
you
play
ran track.
I ran track.
You played
no,
track.
No, you played track.
No.
You
no,
didn't run
no,
track.
Stop.
You played track.
Stop.
And you ran baseball or tried to play baseball.
I did not run. Courtesy runner. Yeah. Shout out courtesy runners.
He actually didn't.
I did not run.
You didn't.
Every time I got on base, I just got a courtesy runner.
Athletic. That's my point.
I would not say that necessarily.
Why didn't you run?
Because there were much faster kids on our team.
So you hit the ball and you run to first base?
I would hit the ball. I'd run either to single, double, triple, you know, inside the park home
oh,
run.
And then somebody else would.
And then they'd be like, I call time.
You ain't never hit no inside.
Come on, just let it go. Just let it go. Come on.
Hey, stop stealing the shine,
come
Rico.
On. I was just gonna smooth right over
and
it.
Nick is sucking wind after he goes around second.
Man,
he
so
barely makes
slow
it
pitch,
to third.
No, time out. Slow pitch softball yesterday or on Sunday. I will not lie. So I got into a rundown, not as the runner, but I was at first base.
Yeah.
The runner got caught up between second and first, and she started coming back my way. Well, I got the softball. I had to run that 60 feet to second base to tag her. I got her, but I was huffing and puffing. I had my arms. I was like,
that's my point.
Never
as media
yeah.
members.
Well, currently, yeah, but if you would have had me do that 3 years ago, I would have been in tip-top shape. But no, back to the media pass.
Is Jay media?
Yeah.
Oh. Is Damon media?
Say that again.
He's like, let me try
one,
to think of a way out of this.
Is one Jay Foreman media?
Is Jay Foreman media?
Is Jay Foreman media? I'm asking you. I know the answer. I'm asking you.
I mean, I would imagine he embraces being media. Does he embrace being media?
He is media. He works at a radio station. He is media.
Okay.
All I'm saying is I got the media passes from somebody in the Husker Athletic Department. I take it out of the envelope. I go, Nick Sainer, Derek Pearson, Jake Sorensen, Jake Bakoven, Jay Foreman, Vershawn Jackson. All of them say KNTK Radio. None of them say former players. None of them say former.
I have a former player one.
You do. And I'm
Thank
sure
you.
I'm not.
I got it right here in my bag.
I never doubted that.
I've got it in my bag.
And you also got it.
I think you got the media one in there, too.
I got them both.
Okay.
That means I wear a couple hats.
You can be both. Like, there's nothing wrong with
when
being
I take
both.
My media, when I go to the university, I take my media hat off. And I take my former player and I put it on.
You can take your media hat off.
The only time I'm going to have media hat on is when I'm in here.
You can take your media hat off, but guess what? You got a big old tattoo on your forehead that says media.
Well,
and they can
lie.
See it. And they can
Whatever,
see it.
Dude. Rashawn and Nick, you can't ask for another man's pizza. See? See?
You can ask. Doesn't mean he has to
give
it to you.
And then you're told no. No, just listen to John. Listen to John for a minute.
John don't know my life.
Rashawn and Nick, you can't ask for another man's pizza. Then you're told no. You need to respect the Rashawn bubble and back off.
He didn't respect.
He didn't keep asking. He asked once.
Problem.
No, he asked once.
And the
he
answer
said,
was no.
He said, hey, man, can I get a slice? He said, no. Do we have a problem? And he was like, yes,
yeah.
I'm not eating this chicken salad.
Well, then you're going home. You just flushed your $5,000 a week down the toilet stool, and you were the starting running back.
That's dumb.
Learn
that
how
is
to
dumb.
Listen.
No,
learn
that's not
how to get.
That's not disrespectful. Like
according
that's my
to
thing.
Who?
That's my thing. Is he wasn't being disrespectful at all. He just said, "Yes, I'm not eating the chickens." He's not being disrespectful to anybody.
Wet blanket. The best part of this segment is Nick being out of breath after chasing her 60 feet.
Okay, so I was wrong. I was wrong. So Ray corrected me. It's a little more than 60 feet, 70 or 75 feet. So it gives a little bit more leeway.
You're playing co-ed softball.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, that's what media do. They mix up co-ed softball with playing an actual sport.
Dude, slow pitch softball is legit.
Wow.
And in the summer, I'm in the competitive men's league.
But women are playing with you, right?
Right now they are. In this league they are, but in the one in summer, it's competitive men's
league. And I'm not – listen.
No, you're bashing me. You're bashing me for playing slow pitch softball.
By all means, there's – All you got to do is look at our women's football – our softball team.
Women's football.
Our softball team, and we know exactly that there's some women out there that's better than
Absolutely.
A bunch of men, right?
And a big part of this co-ed, there's a softball player that's about to be on the team. So –
Is that happening now?
No.
Different one?
Nathan's girlfriend, the
45 days in
no,
a wake up?
Nathan's girlfriend, Carly,
That's
is,
what I was saying.
Is a member of the team.
Yeah, is that one happening? Not the other one.
Yeah.
Can you touch another man's grill?
He what?
Can you touch another man's grill?
You shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. Stay
would
away.
Would you?
No.
No.
Okay, so
I
why
wouldn't.
Would you touch another man's pizza?
He didn't touch it.
No.
He asked for a piece.
And
I told you
that's
no.
not a problem.
I think the bigger problem is that this man has a full pizza to himself.
The issue, nobody's talking about it. No,
the
issue is you're telling the players you cannot eat anything aside from what we give you. And
not
you're like,
what he said.
And you're like, except for
that's
me.
That's not what he
I'm
said.
Gonna get that's pretty much the rule. That's what they're saying. No. You got to eat this chicken salad.
No.
He said, is there anything else for me to eat? They were like, no, there isn't. He's like, well, I don't eat chicken salad.
Perfect.
So he just asked when he saw his coach. He's like, hey, can I get a slice? Coach said, no. Do we have a problem? He's like, yes, I don't eat chicken salad.
Perfect.
And then they were like, oh, well, you don't eat chicken salad? Well, I guess you're not on the team because I guess we're the Pittsburgh chicken salads.
Whatever. All I know is don't be asking for a slice of my pizza.
If you get fired for asking for a piece of pizza,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to work there anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, Rico, you come home. You're like, hey, Nick, I got fired from my job today. I'm like, oh, why, Rico? I asked for pizza.
And Rashawn told me.
Rashawn
no,
told me
I got
no.
Fired.
And I got fired. I got pink slipped.
Because you look, the food that I bought in for free, you thought you were better than that food. And if you weren't going to eat
I didn't think I was better than it. I just don't eat
it. If you weren't going to eat the free food, guess what you should have did?
What?
Not eat.
Shut up. Shut your face. Shut your pie hole.
My man's
okay?
my
I'm
man's,
giving it to you for free.
My man politely asked, is there anything else for me to eat?
No.
Because I do not eat this.
And the answer was still no.
Could have been
so
yes.
So don't ask me for a piece of pizza and then have your mouth all turned up. All
right, so don't.
All right,
so we're not feeding our workers anymore. Is that what we're doing?
Okay.
Is that what we're not going to feed them?
This is going to get a little bit touchy if we go
saying,
down this hole.
I told you no. You can't have a piece of my pizza, Rico.
Okay.
You should have just accepted that and went back and sat down. No,
I'll just starve over here. And then when I play, and then when we play that game, I'm your starting running back. When I pass out because I didn't have any food the other day.
Nah, Rico, why'd you pass out? VJ didn't give me a piece of pizza.
I'm hungry. I didn't eat. I don't eat chicken salad.
We want you hungry. Forget the chicken salad.
You want me to be hungry?
I'm starving
sometimes
over here.
You gotta starve a person to make them hungry to play the game.
I don't think that's how that works.
Okay, cool. But anyway, all I know is I told you no. You can't have a piece of my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You turned around and you gave me the B-boy, arms folded, like you had a problem. And I said, is there a problem with that?
Yes.
And you said yes.
I'm
like
hungry.
You did, and I said, go get your playbook.
Vershawn, are you pro-starving?
No. I think you should always feed the kids, but at the same time, when you
don't
have
– Don't feed adults.
When you have
– I'm Vershawn Jackson. I'm pro-starvation.
I'm as picky as they come, right? I'm super picky.
Yep.
Right? But if they're going to give me something free and they don't have something for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to complain about it. If I do ask, hey, is there anything else we can get from back there in the back? And they tell me, no, I'm stuck. But if the coach who just told me no asked me, do I got a problem with that? With him telling me no?
He didn't say he had a problem with him telling him no. He said there was a problem because he doesn't eat what they're serving and he doesn't have anything to eat. That's what he was saying. He didn't say, yeah, I got a problem with you not sharing.
Okay.
He said, I got a problem with
you not having food.
So time out. So unnamed texture goes, I now understand why my kids think they don't need the food I don't need to eat the food I make anymore because our 20 to 30 year olds think that they can only eat what they want to now. Poor example.
That's not the.
There's a difference between being picky and just not wanting to eat something because you don't want to eat it, or being respectful and asking about something else.
What if he does? He never said, but I'm thinking he doesn't eat chicken.
No, listen, Thomas and Lincoln. I know you want to agree with Rico, and then you say then VJ should eat the Hot Ones challenge, but I ain't getting paid. They ain't paying me to eat no hot nothing.
I will also say this: my job is not tied to the hot chips.
We didn't come in and say, "Oh, you eat the hot chips. If you don't eat the hot chips, you're fired." That wasn't posed to me.
Can we just clear the air? Are we all pro chicken salad?
I am not.
Okay,
I would not have eaten it.
I like chicken salad.
I would not have eaten it. I would have gotten fired.
No, because you wouldn't have said anything. You would have been over there.
I also would have asked for a slice of pizza.
You would have zipped it.
And then he would have been like, is there a problem? I'd be like, I don't eat chicken salad.
Rico would have been like, is there a Raising Cane's around here somewhere?
I'm like, yeah, can I go get my own food?
Can I get a three-finger combo?
I'd be like, can I go get my own food? And then I'd be like, no, you can't get your own food.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's free food. He shouldn't have ate it because it was free food. Or he should have ate it because it was free food. I'm simply saying if it's something that I don't eat, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that the man couldn't go get nothing to eat after whatever it was?
Yes.
Huh?
That's what they said. You will eat the meal provided for you.
Dang.
Or what?
You get fired.
No, you get fired. You get fired for telling the coach, your coach, that you had a problem.
He got fired
with
because
that.
He was disrespectful.
Yeah, because you told your coach that you had a problem with him telling you no.
He didn't say he had a problem with him saying no. He had a problem with not having anything to eat.
Let me say this one more time.
The coach
for pizza.
Yes.
He said, coach, can I get a pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The coach knows the only reason why he's asking for pizza because he's not eating the free chicken salad.
Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Maybe. Maybe he's asking.
Said coach.
He needs double seconds.
The coach could have thought that he already ate chicken salad.
Said coach can be a jerk, which he was.
Yes.
And he said, no, you can't have a piece of my pizza. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Rico looked at me sideways. You had a look of disgust because I told you no.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to you after your look of disgust, you got a problem with that?
Yes.
Right.
Because I'm hungry.
You didn't say yes because I'm hungry. You just said yes.
Yes, because I'm not eating chicken salad. That's why.
Well, I'm just saying I would think that in the day of Grubhub, StubHub, all these different places – don't you think that he could have ordered some
they
food?
They said you have to eat the meal provided.
Where is it at? I got to listen to this. They said. Who is they?
The USFL.
Said.
They're providing them with the meals.
What if Mike Riley did this?
Mike Riley ain't firing nobody.
He ain't firing anybody. We're going to figure out a way to get you still on this team.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here on this break, 3306 says, laughing. LMAO. Still laughing at Nick. Tried to say he hit.
In the park dinger.
You ain't no in the park home runs.
I did hit triples. Freshman year, I led our
what
team.
Did you go down
triples.
A rabbit hole?
We did go down a rabbit hole.
Only thing funny is Nathan having a girlfriend. Dang.
Yikes, man.
I got
shots
a problem
fired,
with this segment.
Shots fired. Hey, listen.
What kind of segment was that?
Hey, listen. 1-2-3-1 says, look, look, when it's the main meal for all and you won't eat it, is that not being too picky instead of minding your own business and deal with it? Enjoy what's there or take care of your own.
There you go.
I'm with you. 1-2-3-1. We'll be back. The captain, the ticket.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.